Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. The holiday weekend moves from summer fun to solemn remembrance today, with observances in honor of the nation's war dead from the Intrepid to Arlington National Cemetery and more. And the weather's going straight downhill. Let's get the latest live with AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Yeah, and we're starting out the day with areas of low clouds and dense fog, so we've got poor visibility in places right now, particularly east of the city. There's a little line of showers and thundershowers approaching from the west. Those will come through this morning between now and 9 o'clock, but the real concern is going to be mid to late afternoon, 4 o'clock onward, we think, and there could be some heftier thunderstorms in that time period. The concern would be for some damaging winds, hail, and flooding downpours, and again, sometime after 4 o'clock until maybe as late as midnight tonight. Then after that, things will settle down. We'll have a complete look at the four-day forecast in under 10 minutes right here on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
One of the observances today is at the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum. Mayor Adams will be in attendance. Intrepid Executive VP David Winters tells 1010 Winds, this is important.
It's a long weekend. It's often known for barbecues, getting together with friends and family, which is wonderful. But we just want Americans to remember that our freedom can't be taken for granted. It's been paid for by the blood of over a million service members throughout our nation's history have given their lives.
The weather's going to be a real issue today. It was a problem yesterday, too. The Bethpage Air Show at Jones Beach had to wrap up early because the cloud cover forced the cancellation of the Blue Angels performance. George Gorman is the regional director for New York State Parks.
We had the F-35, which all of them were great, but unfortunately the fog rolled in and it was very heavy and you couldn't see. At one point, we couldn't see the boats in the water.
Today, there are a number of parades and other events, including Brooklyn's 156th Memorial Day Parade, the Little Neck Douglaston, Ridgewood and Rockaway Beach parades in Queens, and Staten Island's March 2. And there have been parades, ceremonies, and wreath layings across the nation all weekend.
Forward! March!
It's a solemn ceremony. City Councilor and Navy veteran Ed Flynn says we need to educate the public about the true meaning of Memorial Day.
It's not the start of summer and it's not the start of barbecue season. It's about the sacrifice so many U.S. service men and women have made to our nation so that we're free.
That's correspondent Susan Sawsville reporting. Today, President Biden hosts a Memorial Day breakfast and lays a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns in Arlington National Cemetery. At 7 o'clock today in the city, the New York Philharmonic gives its annual free Memorial Day concert at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds throughout the holiday weekend for AccuWeather, traffic and transit on the ones, and all the info you need. It took 155 years, but a stretch of the Jersey Shore was open on a Sunday morning for the first time yesterday. The site's owned by the Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association. They've been closing it off for religious services since 1869. But after a long-running battle with the State Department, Department of Environmental Protection, they have agreed to open it on Sunday mornings for now. It's not the last word, though. The group says they are challenging the order to preserve their property rights and religious freedom, and they promise to fight on. A Fort Lee woman is facing charges after a 12-year-old girl died of a drug overdose Saturday. Bergen County Prosecutor's Office says the child was found unconscious at the Maple Street residence and pronounced dead at the hospital around 3:30 p.m. Her name has not been released. In a statement, the prosecutor says 48-year-old Francis Queso, who was in the home at the time of the suspected overdose, has been arrested on child endangerment and drug possession charges. There's no mention of her relationship to the victim, the type of drug, or how the child came into possession of it. Authorities do say three other kids were in the home at the time. Queso was taken into custody and taken to the Bergen County Jail ahead of a first court date. A police officer turned out to be three Long Island dogs' best friend when they got trapped in a burning house. This happened on Rocky Point yesterday afternoon. Suffolk police say Officer Matthew Ngui was responding to a 911 call for a house fire on Magnolia Drive around 5 p.m. He saw the three dogs through the window and managed to smash it and get them out to safety. The residents were not home at the time and nobody was hurt. Authorities say several local fire departments responded and put out the blaze. There are no details so far on the cause, but they say it is non-criminal. Some sad news for fans of a Brooklyn dog cafe. Boris and Horton is closing its North Williamsburg location. The word comes just 3 months after that site in when an Alphabet City almost closed for good. In February, customers raised some $250,000 in a GoFundMe to get them going again. Sales still lagged in Brooklyn, though, and owners say they just can't stay open there now. They tell Gothamists they will keep the Avenue A location and devote all their efforts to keeping the cafe in Alphabet City going. Closing arguments start tomorrow in the former president's Manhattan criminal trial. Prosecutors and defense lawyers set to make their final comments in the case that turns on hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels and whether the scheme was intended as election interference. After the arguments, the judge will give his instructions and this jury will get the case. 10 Edwin's Juliet Papa has been covering the trial and is reporting a special series on the possible verdict and its impact. Of course, stay with 1010 Wins for full coverage of the trial. Some new details on the man charged with setting a subway rider's shirt on fire this weekend. He was charged in an earlier arson attack in the subway. 49-year-old Niall Taylor, listed as homeless, is charged with arson, reckless endangerment, and more in this Saturday afternoon incident. And now police say he was charged in a February 5th incident at the 28th Street No. 1 station. Police say he threw a flaming container of liquid at a group of people on the platform in that incident.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.